AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The third day of House impeachment hearings was a long one, just wrapping up after 10 and a half hours. Former National Security Council aide Tim Morrison says that he was warned about interference from EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland, but he says that there are honest disagreements about whether President Trump did anything wrong. National Security Council advisor Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman says there is no question for him. Hearing President Trump on the phone demanding Ukraine's president investigate political rivals.
It was improper for the president to request and to demand an investigation into a political opponent.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes says Democrats keep changing the goalpost, trying to do anything they can to impeach this president.
First, the Democrats claimed they had evidence of quid pro quo, then extortion and witness intimidation. Now Democrats are pinning their hopes on bribery.
More witnesses are on tap tomorrow. In California, there's been a stabbing on a BART train in Hayward. Two men had been fighting. A suspect was later captured. A watchdog group is out with its list of unsafe toys for this holiday season. Our Shelley Adler reports.
A rapid-fire Nerf gun, ice cream-scented Nickelodeon slime, and a plastic Power Rangers claw among their concerns. And these playthings for infants made the list. A realistic toy machine gun, a Yeti teddy bear, and a pull-along caterpillar.
The Toy Association is fighting it back. It says that this group, Watch, doesn't even test the toys before it pans them and says manufacturers put them through about 100 safety tests. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 102 points, but the Nasdaq gained 20. This is AP News. Ready for tomorrow's Grammy nominations?
I'm the bad guy.
Duh. If Billie Eilish gets an Album of the Year nomination for her album When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, she'd be the youngest nominee ever in that category at 17. She's considered a shoe-in for a Best New Artist nomination. Her main competition,
why men great till they gotta be great?
Lizzo. Even though Lizzo's first album came out in 2013 and Truth Hurts came out in 2017, the Grammy rules allow for that. Other frontrunners for nominations are Taylor Swift, Maren Morris, the Jonas Brothers, and Lil Nas X. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A private group that wants to build its own southern border wall in Texas says it won't begin construction until the U.S. government certifies that their project won't worsen flooding. We Build the Wall, founded by supporters of President Trump, have raised $25 million. They started building a barrier next to the Rio Grande. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.